You're listening to True Crime, True Story Network.
Long honey, hug my baby. Yeah, yeah. Woke up looking for the broccoli. High key, keep a horn on me. Deck of my CIP. Ownership, the blueprint is by me. Mr. Get Off, I get off at my feet.
What's the password?
Heifers. Get off the porch.
Hold on, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our podcast, Hefner, Off the Porch. My name is Wonk.
My name is Samaya.
And today's topic is going to be based off of sex, drugs. And if anybody is in, you know, want to ask any questions, y'all entitled to ask any questions.
Comments will answer them as well.
So, today I was just curious. I woke up with... Sex on the mind because I'm just curious to sometimes just wondering, like, why is sex so addictive
or so important,
or why do we love sex, we like sex? So my question, so you could be the first one to ask, like, what are some things you think you got the based off as far as sex? So when I say the sex, I don't necessarily mean, you know, oh, you gotta be having sex. It could be anything to, like, an addiction or, you know, people being abused. That's why they been addicted
in their relationships. A lot of relationships, it consists on sex.
Or why do people think that's, why do people believe that sex is love? Do people believe that sex is love?
Right.
Things of that nature. So, as far as, like, drugs and things like that, we could talk about if you was on them, people we know with addictions, how drugs is kicking our ass in today's society, how drugs are looking like we're doing it more than we actually doing a drug. The drug is
and
doing
a lot
us.
Of people come from backgrounds.
Yeah, of a drug addict.
Yeah, and from their family.
And I believe that's another thing that people don't really always understand is when they got a addictive personality, meaning that you can have come from a family of junkies.
Yeah.
And if you come from a family of junkies, know that it's in you. It's in you to have that junkie syndrome inside you because everybody in your family had it. So,
but a lot of people don't need to be like that, though.
Don't need to be like what? On
drugs or drinking or doing whatever.
They don't. But some people do it because of sometimes the people that they're around. Sometimes I believe that some people really be on drugs because drugs play a, besides genetics, if running and having addictive, having it in your genes,
the environment
that you around, the people that you around that's also doing drugs.
Bad habits.
Yeah, I believe it only take 30 days for something to become a habit. So I believe.
Weed nowadays, a lot of people smoke it.
Yes, and
real bad.
But
12-year-olds. It start
shit,
real young.
They be younger than that. 10 years old, 11 years old, things like that of that nature. As far as, like, you know, like, I'm not a firm believer on when people be like, oh, well, because you do weed, you ain't an addict, or just because I don't like when people put the labels on drugs. Like, just because I smoke weed or you might take pills, you doing something worse than me, but we all both on drugs.
Right.
We still doing
the
drugs.
The same thing.
I feel like a drug is a drug is a drug is a drug.
Yeah.
So, as far as, like, so let's go back on to, like, sex. So, the thing that I had to, a question that I had to ask you was, why do you think that people in your age bracket, let's just start from that, there. Why do you think that people in your age bracket likes sex?
I feel like a lot of times their parents don't talk to them about sex.
Okay.
So it's like people just want to experience, like, what sex is. And a lot of kids, they had sex at a young age. And nowadays, a lot of people are pregnant, like kids that are younger than me, kids that are in high school, middle school, they're pregnant. And I don't know. I just feel as though, like, if they had guidance, maybe they wouldn't be, you know, too much into it.
Okay.
And somebody could talk to them about it.
Okay.
Because they could be having sex and not on birth control, not protected sex. They could be getting STDs and stuff like that.
Or not having actual parents that actually sit down and show them the ropes of when it comes
especially
to having sex.
Especially in Philly.
Okay. So, okay, so you stick to one.
But do you feel as though people in your age bracket have a lot of sex too? Because it could be both ways.
It could all stems on all level, because people could be my age and be addicts and they have sex because they need the money to get high. You know right. what I mean? You could be in my age bracket and people have sex just because they like to have sex, or you just don't know what it is that they experience. You just never really understand what somebody really went through to be addicted to sex the way that it is that they've been sex. So a lot of people could have been molested, you know, and that's all they know. So, mm-hmm. you know, if people could do it for money. So they do it to make money, to put clothes on their back, you know, form of prostitution. But, you know, rather you're not out there with your thumb up or not, it's still a form of prostitution. You know what I mean? I feel like, so if it ain't drugs, if it ain't, you know, prostitution, or if it ain't, people just like it. Some people just like the feel. Me personally, do I think that I'm a sexual person? No, I don't think that I'm a sexual person.
I feel like
at all.
I used to be when I was younger,
okay.
But now it's like, that's not something that I'm focused on. My mind is so much focused on the things that I want to accomplish in life. So it's like, sex is not my first go to when I first meet somebody.
Okay.
But it's like that with other people though. Yeah. They might just think, just because you look good, that means you have to, you know, have sex with them.
But then that's when it comes down to just knowing your worth. So I believe that when I used to just lay down and have sex with everybody that wanted to have sex with me, I didn't really know my worth. I didn't really know,
anything. Have boundaries.
Yeah, I didn't have no boundaries. I didn't have, no self-love. I didn't have none of that when I was just laying down having sex with everybody.
Right.
But now that, as I got older and me understanding boundaries and, having morals and just understanding the line and level that everybody just don't deserve to lay down and have sex with you.
And a lot of people just want to use you.
Yeah,
too.
And it just made me be able to like take a step back and just be okay with,
because sex can be addicting. Especially controlling somebody, or like a lot of females be like, oh, that's too good. So they start acting like going crazy, go coco, like and then they start doing drugs. It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot with sex.
Yeah, so sex is tricky. I feel like with especially like girl on God, like, don't get me wrong, we ain't excluding girl on girl, but because just the same way that girl on God can give each other something, the same way that girl on girl can give each other.
And
so
man,
I'm not excluding, the difference between it, because it's not really no difference.
And I feel
between
like a
sex.
Lot of people want experience, especially boys on boys. They want experience. That's why they have it like so much, because like, what do this be about? What's the hype about it?
And then I feel like with the men on men, I just feel like when it's different, now. I feel like women on women being gay versus men on men being gay is the same. We all gay, but I be feeling like it's harder for them to get accepted.
I feel like it's different from like young boys that's growing up and they're gay. They're more sexually active because they want to know, what is it like, how do it feel? And then a lot of times it's like, you have to be protected because you have to know what to do and how to do it to cleanse your body before you sit up there and have sex with another man.
Right. It's hard for them to get love.
It is.
So I feel like any man that comes on to another man,
and it's hard for them to get accepted, and their mind
is like, and I feel like it's love. It's love. Even though we outsiders looking in and we can see clear as day that this shit is not love, and then it could just appear to be like, you just nasty as shit. But the whole time you not even really nasty as shit for real.
You just like having sex.
You really like even having sex, or you really like just
the feeling.
But one person can't just give you an orgasm. Like, why you gotta just keep having sex with all these people? Like, why you gotta just keep sitting there having all this sex with all these different people? Nizzle. You feel me? But yeah, y'all, everybody, they was just watching, ain't nobody seeing nothing. But meanwhile though, but back to the drugs and stuff like that. Like, a lot of people that's like strung out on drugs, I believe that a lot of addiction is going on because people are not understanding that their background and where it is, or how, or just not understanding, because people could know that Aunt Seuss was a crackhead. Some people could know that Aunt Jackie was a dopehead, and somebody
and they
know
be
that,
still functioning correctly. And still, and you would not even know that they was doing the drugs that they've been doing,
and they still be functioning. But I feel like, what were you just talking about? Oh, the addiction. They people don't really understand. That's because if they did, if they really understood it, then a lot of people wouldn't even flirt with it, a lot of drugs, because yeah. they know it's real easy for them to stay there. You mm-hmm. see what I'm saying? It's real easy for you to
and
stay there.
It's hard
there.
To get you off of it.
And too. It's and always hard. And that's what I'm saying. People is so quick to judge mm-hmm. drug addicts without even understanding.
And you really don't know what they've been through.
How or why those people are stuck there. So if you ain't never experienced addiction or you ain't never go through that shit yourself, I can't expect you to understand what this person is going through or what I may have went through or what she may have went through. Mm-hmm. If you ain't never experienced addiction, you can't really get on grounds level and you can't really hold conversation about addiction.
Yeah.
And that's how I feel. So people that be addicts and stuff like
yeah,
that.
I don't
they,
know nothing about that. I wasn't addicted to drugs before, but I do have family good. That was addicted to drugs. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I'm so happy that I'm not following their footsteps. Like, I want to make it out. Like, mm-hmm. I want to start my generation off, like, good. Like, mm-hmm. I don't want to keep being addicted to, like, smoking curse. Weed. Like, I don't have to smoke weed.
Right.
I smoke weed because it's around me.
I like that.
But, like, I don't have to really sit up there and, like, buy weed or need weed to relax me. Like, weed actually make me... I have bad anxiety and I be real paranoid when I smoke weed. So, it's like, the feeling cool and all that, but I really don't like it. Like, for me to smoke, it's hard for me to drive and think and shit like that. So
yeah. It fuck with y'all. It fuck with the shit that it is. That, so it can make you lazy for real. It can really make you.
Like, it's different from a lot of people, because a lot of people that smoke weed, they could get up and go.
So, right.
I can't do that. Like I feel like I want to go to sleep. Yeah. Okay. Like I can't get up and go. Like yeah. I want to go to
it
sleep.
It stagnates you for
yeah.
real. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, see, I'm a get up and goer. Like I'm.
Yeah,
a,
I can't.
I'm gonna be tired and all. But
and
I'm
smoking.
Still going,
and you
I'm
get
smoking,
up and you just.
And I'm still.
You want to go.
But I'm tired though. My body is definitely tired. But I'm just gonna go. It's just something that I always done.
Yeah,
it's just, you know what I mean. And
but
then,
I can say when I did go through a depression, I was using like drinking as like a coping.
As a coping.
Yeah.
But was you able to recognize that you?
I did recognize
alcohol?
It, but I kept going because it's just like when you're drunk, you can't feel anything.
Thing, okay.
And I didn't want to feel how I was feeling deep down with my depression, so I just kept drinking,
okay.
and just was like, fuck it, like I'm gonna just keep going.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm like that too. Like when I go through things and stuff, like I'm getting better at, you know, when I hit a stage of depression, I battle a little bit better, mm-hmm. with it now. But that's what I used to do when I didn't want to feel. I would just get, you know, take a pill or you know, take
a
Xanny.
Because
you know
depression
what I mean?
Could mean a lot of shit. It could feel, it's very suicidal. Like
it is. Bad. It is. But see, people. That's why people don't never understand. The strongest people be the ones that really be going through the toughest the battles.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We really, really, really be going through tough battles, and people, and we walk around with a smile on our face.
Yeah.
We're be the one.
And
that
that's the sad
up,
part
up
because
people.
You wouldn't even think that we're depressed because we always smile and we always laugh around you. We're cool. But when we get by ourselves, it's a whole another mm-hmm. mood that we in,
uh-huh.
and we just want to go straight to let me go drink, let me smoke, or let me go. It's just so bad. Like you start listening to sad music, you start listening to shit that
make
you
even more depressed. Like,
yeah.
But see, I noticed like another thing. Like some people be like, you know, money is not it. Money for me is everything. I feel like when I'm stressed out, I got some money in my pocket, I'm able to move around, it makes me feel better.
Mm-hmm.
Being depressed and being broke is just, it's like the ending of never, no ending.
You still gonna be more depressed because you
don't
got no money.
You can't even find a route to even come up out of the depression. Like, damn, even if I did want to maneuver or get up, you know, at one point, depression, I used to lay and sink.
Yeah.
In a black hole in my depression.
And feel so miserable.
Now when I get depressed, depression don't even affect me the way that it used to affect me three, four, 5 years ago.
But then you starting to recognize it.
I get up, I go, mm-hmm. I get active,
you
I do
something
not
productive
right.
so that you could get out of the depression.
I do not allow myself to stay in that one spot. Depressed and all, I'm feet on land. I'm outside. I'm outside because the 1 second that I get a chance to even think about what it is that I'm going through,
mm-hmm.
and the only difference I do like in today's right now for me is I don't really use drugs or alcohol or pills to curb what it is that I'm feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, the pill habit is gone. I no longer have that. You know,
it's been
about 8 years
old too.
Yeah,
but you know, I still take a little shot or two, but I don't do it like constantly.
Yeah. But I don't know. Like, I just sometimes, like, I just be disgusted sometimes. Like, when I be looking at memories and shit that come back, come up on my Facebook or come up on my Instagram, and it be like 5, 6, 7 years ago. Like, when I used to be, you know, take pills and
You'll look back and shit. Be like, damn,
I look back and I'll be disgusted. I'd really be disgusted because it just be like,
do you
damn.
See improvement?
I definitely see improvement in today's from 4, 5, 6, 7 years ago. It's just, it's definitely a difference. And I just feel like I'm really against like drugs. Mm-hmm. Drugs is just not it. Like, I don't knock nobody that do it, nor do I judge a person that do it, because I know what it's like to be there. But it's like, also, it's just the drugs is like killing us bad. And then it's just the popular drugs that was once popular is no longer popular because they making us ugly.
Y'all, like, y'all go down K&A, you see everybody leaning over.
It make us ugly. Like, it makes us ugly. Everybody's just dying, passing from shit. Like, it's just crazy. That's the crazy shit, that everybody just dying behind it. And it's just like, out of all the shit that I did in this world,
and a lot of people was going crazy.
The last thing I want to do is just go out because I took a pill that I didn't know nothing was in it.
Yeah.
Or I didn't know fentanyl was in it. It's just, that ain't the way that I want everyone to go out. Like, I just feel like it's not worth to even go out that way. Like, it's no morals and...
A lot of people, famous people, they went out because of the drugs.
All the time. Mm-hmm. And then that's what I'm saying. And a lot, I feel like a lot of people that, even with all the money in the world, you would think that they'll be happy as shit because they could do the things that it is that they want to do because they have the money to do. But no, they be stressed out too. They be battling with depression the worst, for real, I believe. You know what I mean? And it ain't nothing that money, right? And it ain't nothing that money could really do, for real. It ain't nothing that money could really do to take that depression away. So yeah, I get it, you know, where to the point where I get it, where they say you know, money is not everything, but when you fucked up and you ain't got no money, money is everything. Money is getting the job done. But then when you become rich, that's like a different story. So I can't get on ground level and I can't talk about the rich, but I can say if you rich and you can really do whatever you want to do. So, you know, things of that nature. What else? What they say off topic, but y'all beautiful. Thank you. You know what I mean? So, back to, I believe, like, the people that judge people that wherever they do pills, crack, what.
I feel like you shouldn't judge nobody in general.
And that's
it
what
don't
I was
matter
going
if it's
at.
Not drugs. Like, you don't know what nobody went through. Like, you will be a hypocrite if you sit up here and judge other people and people sit up there and judge you. Like, that's so fucked up. You shouldn't judge anybody.
Normally, the people that be so judgmental in that era usually be the ones with all them skeletons in their closet, all that fucking trash in y'all backyard. You know
dirty
what I mean?
Shit.
Car dirty as shit. Like, y'all bitches
can't
go,
even get up
go
and wipe
clean
your
house.
Ass.
Yeah, go clean house. That's what y'all need to do. Like, go clean house. And then, I just feel like you shouldn't be as judgmental, especially when you don't know the circumstances of nobody's story. Like, just because that person is doing this X, Y, Z, why do that shit even really matter what that person really doing? Like, why that shit grinding your gears that bad that is, you know, you...
But I feel like they felt that way about themselves. That's why they just judging so much, mm-hmm. because you feel that about yourself, but mm-hmm. you won't admit it.
And then I just feel like with sex, like back down to sex, like that shit ain't got none of some diseases and some kids about all of that shit. Like, mm-hmm. that's why I like sex. Like, I just really want y'all to protect yourself. It's just getting worse. It's just getting nastier.
I mean,
nasty.
Sometimes I be having, you know, the moments where I'm addicted to sex. And then sometimes I just be real disgusted. But, you know, everybody get a little freaky, so.
Yeah, no, that freaky shit, that should be called creating divisions. You feel me? Like, that should be creating divisions.
No, I mean, it's just freaking with one person. So
it really creates divisions, y'all. And I don't know. I just feel like sex is just something that you're supposed to be with somebody special.
You'll kill somebody over some sex. That's crazy.
For sure. Niggas is killing bitches every day.
Start stalking
about
you over
that
sex.
Pussy.
Yeah, like,
you know what I mean?
Up?
About
what
that
happened?
Pussy. Killing them. What's up, Amber? You know what I mean? Welcome to my podcast, love. Our podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Heifer off the porch. Yeah, but today is our first session, and I like it.
I do, too.
I like it.
I feel like we touched a lot of topics.
Mm-hmm. Even though we didn't really stick on to the topic. But we was bouncing on both.
Like, so if y'all have any comments or anything, y'all could always
Y'all more than welcome to comment.
Yeah, and we'll answer y'all questions too.
Oh, the banging. But yeah, y'all, so just protect yourself. Just, you know, be a little safe. Practice safe sex.
Because, like, what?
And then we recorded. And then, as far as the drugs, just be, I'm not here to tell nobody what to do, but just, you know, be a little bit more careful with y'all, the drugs that it is that y'all using. People is dying every day. It's not fair, you know, but
it's not fair to y'all kids.
You know what I mean?
It's not fair to y'all family. It's not fair to nobody.
Get all the drugs up off the street, please.
Yes, that's what y'all need to be doing.
That's what they need to be doing.
They need to be wiping it out. Especially the people that's selling it, too. They all need to be locked up.
Yeah.
Go and get them.
And then it just be like, another, like, if y'all got kids or y'all got kids that's, like, coming out or things like that, I think that y'all should just embrace, because we didn't touch nothing on the LGBTQ community. So I think that...
We could talk about it, because y'all know I'm a part of the LGBTQ.
But yeah, no, y'all, I feel like y'all should, if y'all got kids that's really coming out or don't know how to come out, I believe that when y'all...
I feel like it's about support. Like, yeah, a lot of people is so suicidal because their parents is not supportive of them coming out, especially like they dad or their mom and stuff. And it really touch on the boys too that want to transform into, like, you know, females. And I just feel as though, like, you should just be there to support your kids. Why go against them? Because that's gonna make them hate you and never talk to you again.
Yeah, it just makes them. And then that's what I'm saying. And then y'all be having to find out that y'all kids is faggots on the back end, or catch them when they running away and shit, and they cross dressing
or they
shit like that.
Yeah, somewhere,
right? Or they somewhere stinking they had to go out and about and do the shit that it is that they did because their parents and or their family members or whoever is they, you know, being their parent is not of acceptance. And I think that y'all should embrace your children. Y'all should embrace your kids more.
They went through a lot.
Understand that they got lives and it's their life that they gotta live.
Yeah.
And just be
there.
You should
choose who they are for them. They should choose who they want to be.
That's it and that's all. I just feel like we was everything that it is that we wanted to be. We went through hell, World War I, II, and III.
Mm-hmm.
We accepted all the consequences and all that shit, being true to who it is that it is that we in. Mm-hmm. And I just, you know, everybody not really gonna always understand that shit. And it's just, you gotta read. That's what black people don't do. We don't read. You see what I'm saying? We don't read.
And we don't be more involved inside our kids' lives.
I forget who said it, but it was a saying, if you ever had some knowledge, just put it in a book. Put it in a book, because black people don't read.
At all.
We don't read. We really don't read. Like, we really don't be reading. Pick a book up and read it. Read shit. Read on shit. But I believe, I'm really a firm believer in that, like, a lot of knowledge is in black and white. And a lot of knowledge, we foresee, we don't even see that shit because we don't read. It's black and white. Everything is black and white for us. You know what
I
mean?
Y'all not understanding. So that's why y'all need to read, because y'all need to understand where they coming from.
But I think that y'all should be more of acceptance of y'all children that's coming out.
More
rather
mindful.
They're gay boys, gay females, or rather they're transitioning.
Mm-hmm.
I think that y'all should learn, read, look, watch, and be a little bit more acceptance of y'all gay children. They're in need of so much support, so much love, and so much this. And a lot of transgender gay males are homeless and just fucked up in this world because they don't get acceptance, or they just, you know, not
nobody.
Loved. Or they're not loved behind who
even
it
when
is
they
that
go
they want
to
be.
They might get bullied.
And that's what I'm saying. If I'm gay and I want to be gay, who the fuck am I to tell a kid of mine they ain't the fuck being gay? I don't give a fuck if that's my only child or not. No, I'm not understanding if I'm gay or not. I mean, I'm not understanding, yeah, we gay, but I'm not going to, like, if I'm not going to understand, then you got to do some shit. You got to do some shit to make yourself be able to understand, because it's, some people just not going to understand, even if that's who their story is today. So all I'm just saying is black and white. Read it. Read it. Black and white. Black, white. Black, white. You feel me? Like, just read a little bit. Yeah, my class just started. But we gonna finish this out. I could be about 15 more minutes late.
No, Boogie.
Yeah, like, so, yeah, man. So y'all know we touched base a little bit about LGBTQ. And then we touched base with drug and alcohol. And we touched a little bit on sex.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we did very good.
Me too.
The nerves was not there. They was not nerving.
Yeah, it went away.
Yeah, it was not nerving. So I think next week
we need to talk about something freaky, like some freaky sex.
All right, so that's what we gonna do.
We could get freaky. Just let us know.
So if y'all want us to, you know, talk about some things, y'all can drop in the comments if y'all want us to touch base on the subject.
It gotta be
touch
appropriate.
But it have to be appropriate, like, mm-hmm. because you know it's on TV and all of that, and YouTube and all of that. You know, so you know, so yeah, so
excuse me.
So meanwhile, thanks Amber. But yeah, y'all, so start just being a little bit more understanding of
protective sex,
understanding drug and alcoholism, and
If you don't want to have sex, you can say no. It's okay
right.
to say no.
It's okay to say no.
You don't have to force yourself into it. It's not the end of the world. You still got lives to live.
Mm-hmm.
You're still young. Just enjoy it.
Just live life.
Yeah.
Go out more.
Yeah.
Date more.
Go into nature.
Yes.
Touch some grass.
Travel more. Travel more. Like, do
the trees.
Like, but yes, I do believe that a lot of people should not always feel the need to think that they should always have to run your child life. Just allow your child to be your child and still have a life too, in the midst of having boundaries,
judging people all the time.
With being a parent. That's it and that's all. And just support.
It's okay.
Guys.
It's okay to bid and crack jokes,
and
but
until then, you got anything else you want to say?
No.
Until then, we'll catch y'all next time. If y'all want, y'all could drop in the comments if y'all have a subject about something that y'all want us to touch base on.
Thank you.
We out of here.
Peace.
Don't honey to hug my babies. Woke up looking for the broccoli. High key, keep a horn on me. Deck of my seat. IP ownership. The blueprint is by me. Mr. Get Off. I get off at my feet.
What's the password?
Heifers, get off the porch.
Don't honey to hug my babies. Woke up looking for the broccoli. High key, keep a horn on me. Deck of my seat. IP ownership. The blueprint is by me. Mr. Get Off. I get off at my feet.
What's the password?